Good morning. This is Michael Dwayne Edwards, and I'm coming to you from Shreveport, Louisiana. This is my first time on a podcast, but I'm believing God for greater. And that, and I am a rap gospel rapper, and I do gospel rap. But my topic today is about becoming a millionaire, becoming what God called you from the foundation of the world, and not being belittled by what others think of you and what other people try to make you be. We are to learn what God's word say. We are to learn to be pioneers of what Jesus said we can do. We are to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. And we should not walk in fear of what men say. One of my favorite scriptures is Psalm 37. And it says, "Fret not yourself because of evildoers, neither be envious against those who work our unrighteousness, that which is not upright in right standing with God. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and withered as a green harbor." It said, trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident in the Lord, and do good. So shall you dwell in the land. So we are to trust into God, regardless of what your situation is, regardless of what your circumstance is, regardless of what it feels like, regardless of what people are saying about you. You got to stand and trust in God in this season of your life. Because if you're going to get and see what God has for you, you got to believe that God is going to give it to you, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of the hard times. God has promised me some things, and I'm standing on His word. I don't have to see it to believe it. I'm not saying that it don't get hard. Sometimes I don't want to give up and quit, but I made up in my mind by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, I'm going to stand on Your word. I'm going to stand in Your will, and I'm going to do what God told me to do. All through the Bible, we see where God has, men and women of God had to trust God. And it wasn't easy for them, and it's not going to be easy for us. But what we have to learn to do is rely on, lean on, trust in the Holy Spirit, and not always what men tell us. Thank God for preachers. Thank God for pastors. Thank God for evangelists. Thank God for all the fivefold ministry. But what we got to do as believers is get in the Word. Study the word. Bible says, study to show yourself approved, a workman need not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. And we have to divide the word of truth. We got to know these things. Joshua, after Moses died, this is what Jesus told, this is what God told Joshua. He said, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, Moses, my servant, is dead. So now arise, take his people, go over this Jordan, you and all the people, into the land which I have given to them, the Israelites. So Joshua was discouraged. Moses is dead. Moses did not come down from the mountain. And he was wondering, where's Moses? Where's Moses? What am I going to do? I'm paraphrasing. But God told him, get up. So sometimes we have to get up from our dry places, get up from our dead places, get up from our places of non-existence, and trust in God regardless of what it looked like, and regardless of what it seemed like, and regardless of what the devil and people try to tell us. You got to trust God at all times. I want to say thank God for His word. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for what He's done. For the shedding of blood, because I say without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Ask God to come into your heart. Ask God to train you and tutor you in His word, because I'm asking God to train and tutor me in the word. I'm not a preacher. I'm just a believer in God, and I trust God. And I thank my listeners for this iPod. I thank people. I just want to encourage folks to let you know that you can be all that God called you to be. You can do what God called you to do. You can say what God called you to say. And don't let the enemy, the devil, or other people, naysayers, stop, block your blessing, because it shall come. to pass. If God said it, he cannot lie. We lean on him, trust in him, believe in him. The Bible said, trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your way acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I thank you. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to give people a chance to pray. I'm going to pray to Heavenly Father Jesus right now. I come, God, saying thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, God, for strength. Thank you, God, for people. Thank you, God, for my sisters and brothers, saved or unsaved. I pray that the saved walk upright before God, and they do your will and see souls saved. I pray those that are sinners will come to Christ, because I'm a sinner saved. I'm not a sinner saved by grace. I'm under the grace of God. I thank Jesus Christ for his word, for his truth. And I thank God right now for righteousness and holiness in your name, God. I thank you for this day, God. I pray, God, for my family. I thank for my listeners. I pray, God, for everybody that's doing the right thing. In Jesus' name, this is Michael Dwayne Edwards, a.k.a. Two Fresh Productions. I pray that you have a blessed day. Stay, walk in love, walk in peace, walk in increase. In Jesus' name, amen.